Welcome to MVP Tech Talk, Career Coding and Cookies. My name is Mark McDonald, and this is my fellow MVP, Josh Vardy.
Hi there.
So what this show is about is it's a chance for us to share some best practices about career soft skills,
yep.
Some interesting technology, IT tech, and open source technologies, which is something that we're going to talk about today.
Absolutely.
So Josh, recently, well, not so recently, Microsoft made a big announcement. Everything or a lot of stuff is going open source.
That's right.
What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so about, you know, in the last 8 months, we've seen a huge shift, I'd say, from Microsoft doing a lot of their development behind closed doors to moving a lot of that stuff into the open. And this isn't just sort of the case where it's source open and you can read the source code, but this is the case where you can comment on issues, you can file bugs, you can fix bugs. This is true open source the way it's traditionally understood by people outside of Microsoft.
So this is a big shift, like to
Absolutely.
See a lot of this stuff coming out. And we've heard about a couple of projects, but what are some of the big ones that you would say was a big deal when Microsoft did this?
Yeah, so I think a lot of people were surprised to see that much of the .NET stack is now completely open source, and almost all of the cross-platform stuff is open source. In terms of individual projects that are now out there, I'd say the most popular ones in terms of outside contributions are the Core CLR project, the CoreFX project, the Rosin compiler project for VB and C#. And then we get sort of into the niche technology. So you've got ASP.NET, you've got which houses the MVC stuff that they're working on. You've got the DNX, .NET Core projects. So those are sort of the top five or six, I think, big projects that are seeing a lot of contributions from outside of Microsoft.
Okay. Now, the beauty of open source is that a lot of people can work on it, a lot of people can contribute to that code. Is that the case? Like, is Microsoft actually making use of people's contributions?
Yes, they are. This isn't sort of the case where you can just read the source code, or in past iterations, the source code was available every once in a while, but the design process was behind closed doors. This is none of that. This is, from the moment a C# feature is proposed, you can be there, you can be like the first person to comment on that feature and drive the discussion. So this is true open source in terms of everybody can see the process, from bug to pull request to being merged into master. That's all available for every developer.
That's great to see, because a lot of the time things change and we don't understand why.
Yeah.
So having that chance to see what's going on is incredible. But how do we go about it?
Yeah, so maybe we'll take a look at the Rosin project here and see exactly, how we can, as someone who's brand new to this project or brand new to contributing to open source, would get started. I'd say the best way to get started would be just to file an issue. So if you've run into a bug in the C# compiler, or you've got a feature request that you'd like to see in C# 7, you can actually just go to this issues page here on the Rosin page and create a new issue. We're not logged in here now, but when you're logged in, you can just, create a new issue, file your bug report, and you can have a back and forth with the team. I've actually got an issue here I opened myself, or a handful of issues. This one in particular, you'll see, I opened this on quite some time ago asking for this piece of internal code to be made public so developers could make use of this class. And you can see we've got a back and forth with members both not at Microsoft, we've got Microsoft employees who work on the compiler commenting, and we get this nice conversation about, does this make sense for the project? Is this one of the project's goals? And how are we going to architect something like this if it's a big change? And then at the end of this, it's labeled as sort of an up for grabs, and the opportunity is there for someone else to come along outside of Microsoft and fix it with code if they'd like.
Well, that's incredible too, because it's not just the code that you're contributing. You're actually making an effort to guide the project, guide the development. So
absolutely.
On a philosophical level, on a business level,
yeah.
You can contribute in any way that your strengths are there.
Yeah,
so it's completely open source.
I think a lot of people think open source and they think, I'm not good enough of a programmer to commit code to something like this. It's a C# compiler. It's got to be, very performant. Well, there are all kinds of ways to contribute to something like this. I spend a lot of time doing documentation, filing bugs. So if you're at all interested, there's a niche that you can fill on even, the C# compiler project.
It's really great that everybody can be involved, because the more people that are using open source, the stronger it's going to get. And it really is based in large part on the contributions of the community.
Absolutely.
So what we're going to do is give you a quick view of how this can be used.
Sure.
So what we've got here is a very simple Xamarin project working with JSON.net.
Yeah.
Now, JSON.net, you can normally include that in any project you want through NuGet, but the big thing to keep in mind here is that for this project with it, we have access to all of the classes and the methods.
Yeah. So we've pulled this down right from GitHub, and all of the, you know, the methods that you're familiar with, they all exist in here in some form or another.
Yeah, and anybody that's familiar with this will know when you normally look, you don't see all the internal code of the methods, but here we've got everything. So we can make a change here and push it back up to the repository.
Absolutely. We would have to go through the process of submitting issues for that, but you know, if you're fixing bugs for these guys, they are, you know, not just encouraging that, they'll be very grateful to have you do something like that for them.
Which is really neat. So, and we're using it as a PCL, so a portable class library, which means that any changes we make here are going to work on any other projects that we're running this with. So for those that aren't familiar with JSON.net, it's a very robust tool set for working with JSON documents, and where it really shines is in serialization and deserialization.
Absolutely.
So what we have here is a very simple JSON string holding a personal data, and we're just going to deserialize that into a simple object and push it to the screen.
Yeah.
So since it's a Xamarin project, we're targeting Android here, and as you can see, I've actually run this in the interest of time. All we're going to do is push some basic data to the screen. Now, what's really interesting is when we come over here to a UWP project, we have almost the exact same code, slightly different because we're targeting data context.
That's right.
We've also got our JSON.net portable class library present.
Exact same project.
So any changes we make here are going to be in both projects.
That's right.
And we can push that to the screen as well and see that it deserializes in exactly the same way. We didn't do anything to change that PCL. We didn't have to retarget any libraries.
That's right.
It's using very good...
They've got great practices around, you know, making this support all kinds of platforms. And that's sort of the power of open source. Is someone comes in and they say, I need Newtonsoft JSON, not in a desktop application, but in a PCL. And then someone can come along and contribute and add support for exactly this kind of situation.
Yeah, and because it's built with very good object-oriented practices, it is well segmented. It's targeting proper DLLs and everything else.
Yes.
So it's very robust in this way, and we can push back to that, which is kind of the goal of open source. You use it and you contribute to it.
Yeah, and I think one of the most exciting things about this is, you know, the Newtonsoft JSON project is not an official Microsoft project, but it's something that they actively encourage people to use. So, you know, in some people's opinions, the Microsoft of old might have come along and said, we're going to build the official JSON.net project and sort of replace it. That's no longer the case. Microsoft is working with open source projects to sort of let projects rise on their merits.
That's really exciting, and it's amazing to see. So for those of you who have used open source, thank you.
Yeah.
If you're contributing, thank you very much. And if you haven't used it before, we really do encourage you that you try it. Have a look at some of the repositories on GitHub. It's open to everybody, and it's a really amazing thing to contribute to.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as long as you're developing on .NET, part of the stack that you're using is up there. So you're going to be able to contribute in some way if that's something that interests you.
Which is great because it makes everything better for everybody.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you all for your time, and thank you, Josh, for coming in. And I'm Mark, and I'll see you next time, maybe.
Thank you.